It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret. Last week, President Trump signed an executive order aimed at completely closing the Department of Education. That raises questions and concerns, among other things, for millions of Americans who hold federal student loan debt that's currently overseen by that department. Since then, the president has said the $1.5 trillion loan balance will be moved to the Small Business Administration. But legal experts say the president can't authorize that move because federal law requires the Education Department to manage these student loans. With all the uncertainty, there are a lot of questions for Wisconsin's 700,000 student loan borrowers. Here to help us answer those questions are two members of the Wisconsin Coalition on Student Debt. Carol Trone is executive director of that coalition and executive director of Fair Opportunity Project, a nonprofit focused on college access and affordability. Carol, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Thanks for having me.
And Benjamin Lee is board president of the Wisconsin Coalition on Student Debt. Benjamin, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Well, let's start at the top, Benjamin. This idea of moving all the student loan debt from the management of the Department of Education to the Small Business Administration. Is this legal? What happens in this scenario to all that debt that people are wondering about?
Yeah, so no operational details so far. Wholesale up and moving all of it would probably run into immediate legal challenges, which would just sort of gum everything up. If the president decides to outsource some of this to, you know, if the Secretary of Education says, hey, Small Business Administration, you're an agent or we have a memorandum of understanding, maybe they could do something in the short term, but more questions than answers at this point.
And concerns that cuts to the Department of Education, we'll see if those stick. Cuts to the staff of the Small Business Administration, I've seen it pointed out, you know, this is more debt we're talking about than like a J.P. Morgan manages, but with way fewer staff already. Is there concern just about like what happened to the chaos that could ensue with this kind of change?
Absolutely. That's the number one concern is what is the impact to student loan borrowers? And they're already in a chaotic system with too few resources. This would just pile on to that already problematic situation.
Carol, let's bring things to Wisconsin. What do we know about Wisconsin student loan borrowers? Who are they? How much debt are we talking about?
Sure. Yeah. So as you mentioned before, we have about 700,000 Wisconsinites with student loan debt. Collectively, they owe more than $24 billion. We know that so some of the borrowers in that group who are affected would be those borrowers who enrolled in the SAVE program. There's about 135,000 of those borrowers. And then we also know that a very popular loan repayment program, public service loan forgiveness, we have about 280,000 public service workers, of whom some of those will have loans.
You have, I understand, a helpline. Are you getting questions in this time of turmoil here? What kind of questions are you getting from people?
Yes, absolutely. So we have a helpline. It's 833-589-0750. And we set it up. We are an independent nonprofit organization. We set this up because we know that Wisconsinites are going to have questions about their student loans. And so we provide confidential advice. We don't give personal guidance specifically on their loan situation. But what we can do is that when borrowers will call, they'll ask, well, how do I know what loans I have? How do I know what I owe? What repayment program am I in? We're hearing a lot of people saying, I'm hearing these changes in the news. How do I make sense of this? How does this affect me?
And Carol, you mentioned that public service loan forgiveness program, and we've had other executive orders or statements from the White House saying, well, certain groups were not going to forgive these loans. Again, up in the air, legality, things like that. But what do we know at this point about what could happen there?
Sure. As Benjamin said, a lot of this right now is basically distraction. So we hear these announcements. What we know in the particular case you mentioned about the executive order around public service loan forgiveness is that they cannot act on that executive order as it was given. So at this point, public service loan forgiveness, your eligibility is determined by your employer, and you can look that up on the studentaid.gov website.
Now, Benjamin, we've seen in some cases changes being made to federal disbursements and things like that, even when they appear to be contrary to law and court orders and things like that. If a student loan borrower is seeing, hey, my forgiveness program, for example, isn't being honored, what do they do? Is there a legal recourse?
Yeah, so some of the legal recourse isn't as available as it was maybe prior to this administration. It used to be easier to file a complaint with FSA or the CFPB. Now a lot of folks are actually going straight to their congresspeople and filing complaints and opening cases that way. I'd also make sure that borrowers are documenting their interactions and also their sort of paper trail of any sort of forgiveness counters or messages that they've received from their servicers.
A message to student loan borrowers who are confused by the current situation. If they had been expecting to have to make payments, correct me if I'm wrong, they should keep making those payments, right, Benjamin?
Yeah, absolutely. Credit reporting is back on. The payment pause is over. And if you are required to make payments, you should either be making them or figuring out a deferment or forbearance or some way to keep your credit, you know, intact and not going delinquent. Absolutely.
And Carol, for those of us who might be a little sloppy with paperwork and tracking things, this seems like a time to really be careful, keep statements, keep proof of payment, that sort of thing. Is that fair to say?
Absolutely. And the number one message that we are giving borrowers who contact us is we understand this is confusing. We understand that this might be in some ways kind of paralyzing, but don't not act. And so you can contact us. We can guide you through the steps that you need to take to understand the status of your loans, the options you have, and if need be, to go into forbearance. But the worst thing you can do is to not act on your loans.
We're talking to Carol Trone and Benjamin Lee. They're with the Wisconsin Coalition on Student Debt, looking at the future of federal student loan debt after President Trump signed an executive order last week in an effort to close the U.S. Department of Education that handles pretty much all of our student loan debt here, at least the publicly held student loan debt. Carol, current students or incoming fall students, people who have filled out those FAFSAs or are waiting to do it late, what do we know about how this is affecting people who are looking to use student loans right now or in the fall?
Sure. So there is a lot of uncertainty right now based on the various different pronouncements we're hearing, the executive orders. So I don't have the crystal ball to say what this is going to look like in the fall. However, we do know that the FAFSA, because you mentioned that, that's also something our coalition helps Wisconsin students with. But completion rates are higher than they were last year. In general, FAFSA submissions are going much more smoothly. And at this point, the information we have is that, federal student aid is available. Pell grants are available. People should proceed with the information that we have.
Benjamin, something people might be wondering is, okay, if somehow the administration of the student loan debt moves to the Small Business Administration or wherever, am I going to keep paying the same interest rates? Like, can things change in my contract if the handler changes?
I would say no. The master promissory note that all borrowers sign when they take on student loan debt at the federal level locks you into certain obligations, and it also locks the government into certain obligations, and that's all under the Higher Education Act. Statutory rates for interest, benefits for forgiveness, that's all in there.
Now, a lot of question marks. Benjamin, what are some of the biggest legal questions that you would hope can get settled, get sorted out, so people have some sort of predictability here?
I think a big one are these income-driven repayment plans, which right now are not available due to an injunction ruling. In the SAVE litigation, so that's out of the 8th Circuit Court of Appeals. I would just say borrowers need income-driven repayment. They have a right to access it, and that's an income that's based on your income and your family size, so it keeps payments affordable. Without access to those, some borrowers can't make payments, and that makes them sort of do what Carol said we don't want folks to do, which is be afraid, put their head in the sand, check out, and say, I can't do this. So income-driven repayment is a big one.
And Carol, this is all coming as the Biden administration had tried various efforts to forgive partial lots of student loan debt that had various levels of success in various courts. is that something that people are still facing confusion about even before what we're talking about, the Department of Education today?
Absolutely. I would say since before the pandemic, there's been, I'd say, just a series of things between the pandemic payment pause, changes in different kinds of income-driven repayment plans. There's a lot going on. It's very confusing. That's basically why our organization exists, because it's a lot to keep track of. People can call us. They can email us as many times as they have questions.
And let's, Carol, get that helpline number again and the sort of questions, the sort of help you can provide for people.
Sure. So our number is 833-589-0750. It's staffed Monday through Friday from 8 to 4:30. You can also email us your questions at studentloanquestions@debtsmarts.org. And you can ask all kinds of questions like, how do I know what my balance is? How can I keep track of what payments I've made? Who is my servicer? Is PSLF still something that I can pursue?
And Benjamin, legal recourse. If somebody says, hey, I think I have this obligation from the federal government, I don't think it's being met. You mentioned calling up members of Congress. Like, where, apart from calling a helpline, where do people go to contest their student loan situation?
Yeah, great question. Absolutely. Try to escalate it with your servicer first. That's usually going to be the fastest way. Only a servicer can kind of solve that issue. If the servicer is not giving you the help or the answer or the service that you need, I would say then it's time to maybe file a complaint with the CFPB, reach out to your congressman, whatever it takes. Once again, don't get discouraged. Don't give up. Pay attention to your student loans.
We'll leave it there. Benjamin, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
And Carol, thanks for being with us.
Thanks so much for having me.
That was Carol Trone and Benjamin Lee from the Wisconsin Coalition on Student Debt. They're here to talk with us about the future of federal student loans after the president signed an executive order last week aimed at dismantling the Department of Education, which handles those loans. Well, hey, a lot going on here. Is this affecting you? Are you feeling uncertainty about your student loans, current, past, future? Let us know what's on your mind. You can email wisconsintoday@wpr.org. That's wisconsintoday@wpr.org.